The one part I have a problem with is how many of the people saying this is a good move have gone with the angle of like, oh yeah, I watched his games and he's better in this sense than Leash, or he can do this in the game that Leash doesn't, or he adds this other factor that phase. No one's saying that. Everyone's doing either like, one, Leash didn't fit the vibe, or from interviews, maybe we can intuit and read between the lines, like Leash wasn't happy, or they weren't happy, or they couldn't get on the same page, or the vibe fit. And the worst one of all, the one that actually just does my nut in, is the one that goes, hey, I remember when fit, like absolute NPT, I remember when FaZe signed another guy who was not very well known. He was called Brokey. And do you know what? He ended up being good. So that means this is a good move. It's like, what the f*** are you talking about? What does that even mean? How would them signing a Latvian player right before like the online era, because actually FaZe at the time couldn't and wouldn't spend much money, and it was just someone that people like Nico had apparently played with in FaZe it. Why would them signing that player, who by the way was primarily an AWPer later in his career and had to do that in FaZe even at times, why would them signing that player be and who then, by the way, when they say got really good, he was like decent for the first couple of years and he got really good like 4 years later or something. It's like 3-4 years later. How would that be comparable to this in any context? What does that even mean? That's just some stupid cargo cult thinking.